The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday the 3rd of April. In your Squeeze today, your budget talking points, Theresa May looks for another extension, Jim Carrey's Twitter feud, and Daphne Dunn. This is your Squeeze today. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg handed down his first budget last night, Claire, taking the reins from Scott Morrison, who had the honour for the last 3 years. There were lots of mentions of tax cuts, lots of talk of a surplus. There's lots of bits and pieces to a budget. Let's say a listener is stuck in a lift with someone today and the budget comes up, though we're not wishing that on anyone. What are the talking points?
Yeah, that's a pretty unlucky scenario, isn't it?
Well, you never know.
So probably the key talking point is that the government's committed to a string of surpluses and they've been able to do that while still cutting tax and spending record amounts on health and education. So that's really the key takeout for Josh Frydenberg and Scott Morrison today.
What about these tax cuts? There's lots of talk of them. Who's it for?
So tax cuts have been already legislated and they're really not starting until 2022-23. So they're quite a bit down the distance. But what's happening in the meantime is that there's this thing called a tax offset. Last night, what happened is that a whole big bucket of money has been thrown at low and middle income workers. About 10 million will be eligible to reduce their tax this financial year and then ongoing until those tax cuts kick in. And there's a little calculator in the email where you can go in and see whether that's anything that you're going to benefit on. But pretty much they benefit people really at about the $90,000 mark and then they start tapering off until about $126,000.
As for other highlights, infrastructure investment grew by $25 billion to $100 billion over the coming decade. That's about addressing congestion, funding for roads, fast rail, etc. Any other highlights?
Yeah, so there's some political messaging in there too that you can see the government's move to try and head off another Medicare campaign from Labor, and they've decided to match Labor's promise on boosting Medicare rebates. So you can see them just sort of jostling for position to try and head off some attacks during the election campaign. Mm. There's also some funding for skills. So where we've got skill shortages in our economy, there's some funding for apprenticeships and to incentivise businesses to hire those apprentices. There's a bit of a focus on the environment and also the ABC gets some funding.
So Labor will deliver their budget in reply on Thursday night and then it looks like we could be headed for an election, Claire.
Yeah, lots of speculation that we're heading to an election possibly being called as soon as the weekend, and Scott Morrison apparently canvassed 3 dates with the election being discussed in the party room meeting yesterday, and that's the 11th, the 18th. 18th or the 25th of May. So we'll find out soon enough.
To UK politics now, and it looks like Theresa May's next step is to talk to the EU about another time extension, this time until the 22nd of May.
They're completely lock jammed. It's just not moving anywhere. So the proposal is that she heads back to the European Union. She asks for another time extension, as you said, until the 22nd of May. There's lots of media just coming out of the UK this morning that a part of that time will be spent talking to the Labor Party about what compromises could be made. That's something that they haven't really done until now. And yeah, we'll just need to wait and see whether the EU agrees to that.
Let's head in a completely different direction. Last week in the podcast, we explained why India being able to shoot a moving satellite out of space was a big development in the space race. NASA has some concerns though.
Yeah, it was suggested at the time that that potentially was irresponsible because of the space junk that it would cause. But what India said was that they did it at a relatively low altitude and that it wouldn't affect anything that was sort of really already out there, like the International Space Station. But NASA's boss yesterday said what they've already detected are small pieces of space junk penetrating space as deep as the space station. And that, of course, can cause problems because it only takes takes a tiny object that you can smash into with a spacecraft, and it can have some pretty catastrophic consequences.
Space. It's fascinating. Another fascinating story. Explain how Jim Carrey and Mussolini are sharing a headline.
So Jim Carrey, the Hollywood actor and comic, has been drawing of late, and he puts his drawings up on Twitter, and it's really an artistic outlet that he's exploring. And he recently put up a picture on his Twitter feed showing basically making a point about the effects of fascism, and he'd recreated a scene where Benito Mussolini and his mistress were executed and then sort of hung upside down in Milan. So a pretty grisly scene. And anyway, Mussolini's granddaughter, who's a far-right politician and a former Playboy model, she took umbrage at that and got on Twitter and called Jim Carrey all sorts of things. So a bit of a tit-for-tat tiff there.
Haven't heard about Jim Carrey in a while, actually.
He's still there. He's still there.
Still around.
Yeah.
Burger King is trialling vegetarian Whoppers.
They are, and it seems to be this trend that the big fast food joints are trying to really work out how to get on this vegetarian vegan push. They're trialling a plant-based patty from a company that seems to be leading the way when it comes to looking at a patty that mimics meat when it's cooked in texture and in taste.
Yeah, I'd give it a go. And on that note, if anyone saw the announcement by McDonald's of a McPickle burger, we can confirm it was an April Fool's joke.
It was, and in the email there's a big consolidated list of pranks. The Americans seem to really get into April Fool's Day.
Yeah, they really go for it, don't they?
Yeah.
Daphne Dunn, a war widow and a protocol-breaking friend of Prince Harry's, has died aged 99, Claire.
She was a notorious flirt. She made big efforts to catch Harry's eye on three occasions, the last one being when last year when Harry was out here with his new wife, Meghan. It was lovely to see her family say yesterday that she was such a joy to their family, and they were really happy to see that she brought so much joy to others.
Yeah. Our 3-minute squeeze this week is with Jessica Rowe. She's a squizzer. She's also a journo, television presenter, and an author. Her book, Diary of a Crap Housewife, is out this week. She's a bundle of fun. Have a look at that interview. What's the subject line?
So given the Coalition has made such a push into this Back in Black line, which of course is the title of an iconic AC/DC album, what I thought this morning was appropriate was a title of a song from that album, which is What Do You Do for Money, Honey?
Oh, very budget appropriate. I like it.
It is. Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
I think that's about it for today. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and or Facebook. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.